Hey, welcome to a new podcast with me and my two friends. They're late, so I'll be sharing my topic first. It's about spiny devils, or known as, in their scientific name, as Mollicordis. It's also named after the god of human sacrifice. They also just like the pufferfish, puff up, and stab or scare the predator.
Sorry we're late.
Yeah, we were stopping some poachers and trying to help get rhinos to safe places.
That reminds me, the white rhino, a very fascinating animal. They are thought to be going extinct due to the death of all male rhinos and poachers.
What? No way. Black rhinos are way more fascinating.
Oh yeah, what's your animal's scientific name? Mine is Cerotherium simum.
Mine is Diceros bicornis. I know. It's better.
Hey, can your animal shoot blood out of its eyes?
All right. Let's settle down. Noah, state your facts.
Did you know between 1960 and 1995, black rhino numbers dropped by a sobering 98% due to conservation efforts? The numbers have doubled over the years. They all have two horns and occasionally three. Also, both black and white rhinos are actually gray, and you can tell which is which by their lips. They only live in the coastal east of Africa. There are only about 175 females left in the world, meaning no reproduction because obviously there's no males. Rhinos are the second largest land animal on Earth. Wait, I'm getting a call. Yes. Yep, all right. I'll be there in a second. Sorry, I gotta go save a rhino.
One of my animals is a leopard. See, people think they live in Africa, but a subspecies of leopard has adapted in the Russian Far East. The leopards run at a speed of up to 37 mph, and the subspecies is called the Amur leopard, which, personally, I really like the name. Unlike most animals, leopards stay with their youth for a while they mature. And finally, for leopards, is they live 10 to 15 years, and in captivity up to 20 years, which tells you how they're treated in the wild compared to captivity. And our final animal of the Endangered Animals podcast today is a sea turtle. Sea turtles often suffer from poachers and over-exploitation. An organization called WWF, which is what we got most of our information from for this podcast, is very committed to stop the decline in sea turtles and work for the recovery of the species. And I really hope that sea turtles don't go extinct, because by far, they are one of my favorite creatures. All right, folks, that's the end of the EAP podcast, episode 1. We might see you next time if there is one. Also, in case you were wondering, EAP stands for Endangered Animals Podcast.
Wait, before we go, we must talk about our sponsor, Miss McGlenzie's Shirt Shop.
Welcome to Miss McGlenzie's Shirt Shop, where we have shirts from A to Z. You can use our Harry Potter special shirts for only one more week. Go to our website at missmcglenzieshirtshop.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.